んにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、人間は新しい物事を記憶する際、脳の海馬の回路の興奮性が高まりますが、その状態が長く続きすぎるとパンクしたようになり、新しい物事を記憶できなくなることが分かっています。今回、学会誌サイエンスに掲載された東京大学の研究で、海馬から発生するリップルという脳波が睡眠中にシナプスのつながり度合いを弱め、パンクを防いでいることが分かりました。この現象は眠る直前に学習した情報をコードするニューロン群では生じませんでした。
When humans form new memories, there is increased brain activity in the hippocampus. However, this brain activity can burn out if sustained for too long, rendering the mind incapable of forming new memories. A new study published in the journal Science by researchers at Tokyo University has found that the rippling brain waves of the hippocampus depress synaptic activity and protect against a sudden downregulation of brain activity.
そう、則本博明さんっていうこの研究に携わった人がその論文を送ってくれたんだけど、則本さん前に番組にゲストで来てくれた石山さん、石山新平さん、うん、ネズミくすぐってる人、うん、の、そうお友達で、石山さんが番組に来た時にネズミに電極刺してる人がいるって言ってたと思うんだけど、
うん、
それがこの則本さんだっていう、
うん、素晴らしい
そう、すごい面白いよね。だから要は寝るだけで脳のパンクを防いでるっていう、
うん、
だから逆に言うといかに睡眠が大事かっていう、
うん、well, people have been speculating for some time that they're, you know, like, what is it that the brain is doing while we're asleep? Why、うん、is it that after doing stuff for a day, we shut off and, you know, we're unconscious for maybe 8 hours at a time?、うん、and during that time, you could be attacked by an animal or some, you know, terrible things could happen to you, but it's still、yeah. worth it. So...Something must be happening, right?
ね、そうだからパンクしないようにこう緩めてるけれども、前から言われてるようにこう何か暗記したりとか、
うん、
まあ徹夜で勉強とかして一旦寝た方が記憶が定着するって言われてるじゃん、
うん、
その部分は活動が抑えられてないので、そういうふうにうまく調整して要領よく脳がちゃんと休んでるっていう。
Mm. So this downregulation of the synaptic activity during sleep is this related to our lack of short-term memory when we wake up and our inability to form new memories about what we're dreaming about?
Ah, どうなんだろうね。
Right?
夢は、
Because clearly in theMemory parts of the brain, the function seems to be drastically different in the moments immediately after you wake up.
Yeah.
In a way where you'll have an idea or a vision clearly perceived in your mind's eye, and it'll just slip away、
yeah.
while you're looking at it.
そうだね。
While you're thinking something, you'll just watch it dissolve.
ね、
and it's like,
消えちゃうもんね、
What?
すぐ。
Right?
それ則本さんに聞こう。
But this kind of suggests something like that to me.
そうだね。
I mean, we might be going outside the bounds of this particular study, but
いやいやいや。でもどう思うか聞いてみよう。なんかそのパンクしちゃうっていうのは具体的にどういうことかっていうと、その long term potentiation LTP っていう、うん、まあその記憶がちゃんと定着するときに神経細胞同士のつながりが強まるっていう現象があって、
うん、
アルツハイマーとか統合失調症だと脳が過剰に興奮した状態が続いているから、この LTP が起こりにくい。だから記憶が学習できてもちゃんと固定しない、定着しないっていうのがあるらしくて、だからこれで分かったように、人工的にじゃあ今度リップルを発生させることができれば、うん、もしかしたら脳が休まって LTP がちゃんと起こるようにできるのかもねみたいな、
うん、
そういうのも言ってた。もうね、則本さんにはね番組来てくださいって言ってあるから、
うん、
お待ちしてます。今マックスプランクにいるんだって、
うん、
だからドイツだよね。帰国の際にはぜひ。
So busy over there, it seems like.
そう、記憶すごい面白いんだよね。だから。
You know all these experiments they've done with electrodes and with magnets, and we've known that the human brain responds to patterns quite strongly and responds to patterns over time or rhythms quite strongly. And this is why we respond to music so well, and this is why sex is so stimulating, you know. So they've tried messing with people's brains by zapping it, you know, every second or something, and putting magnets on it, and now we have the transcranial direct stimulation stuff that supposedly helps train drone pilots like way better, and the eventual goal, I think, is to create this Neuralink implant that will be able to administer these kinds of frequencies to the brain exogenously as if it was produced by the brain itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
そう。で、その記憶に関してはさ、そもそもこう見たものすべて、起きたこと全部を保管してて、それを取り出す能力がないだけなのか、それとも取捨選択して保管してて、まあそれもまあ自由に取り出すことは自由自在に取り出すことができるわけじゃないんだけども、そもそもの分母がどこまであるのかっていうのは私はずっと気になってる一つのテーマで、それもねメールでちょっと則本さんに聞いたんだよね。そしたら彼は、まあ、予想だけれども、こう海馬から大脳皮質に、だから短期記憶から長期記憶になるときに失われるものっていうのはやっぱりたくさんあって、ただ一旦大脳皮質に入ったら結構そのまま保管されてるんじゃないかと思うって言ってて、だからこそその何十年前に見たこととか聞いたこととか遊んでたおもちゃとかを急に思い出したりとか、だから脳内にはあったわけじゃない、ただそれを自分がアクセスできてなかっただけで、だから保管自体はされてるかもしれないっていうのは言ってた。それもすごい不思議なんだよね。
The mnemonic triggers are so interestingAnd it's like music does it so strongly, and I think it's because of the pattern recognition. A song has a very, very unique signature in terms of the patterns that the patterns of brain activity that it would cause. And so when you hear a song that has some nostalgic, sentimental value to you, I mean, you only need to hear it for about 2 seconds before you remember all that stuff.
Yeah.そう、なんか記憶、この則本さんも教えてくれたけど、記憶は学習、固定、早期っていう3つだから、 learning とそれを fix することとそれを後で remember することの3つに分かれてるから、そのそれぞれで面白いよね。だから今回のこの論文は固定の話、いかに定着するかっていう話だけど、お待ちしています。
How do you go aboutDo you do anything to
improve my memory?
Out of special consideration for how memory works?
No. You? Are you doing anything special?
I guess I depend on technology to some extent.
でも。
We do a lot of things to try to remember things and remind ourselves. And,
そうだね。
We set up a lot of routines.You know, this is where I put my keys. I put my keys here.
Yeah.
And now I just remember that's where my keys are. I don't have to create a unique file each time to be like, this is, I put my keys here today, but today I'm putting my keys over here.
今フランス語やってるから、それは確かにいつもよりは意識してる。一回覚えた単語をさ、まあ、今これ聞いてる人も英語勉強してる人多いからそうだと思うけど、一回聞いたり調べたやつをもう何十回も忘れるとかってもうバカみたいだし、時間もてないじゃん。だからこういかに今ここで覚えるかみたいな、いかに定着させるかっていうのは確かに結構考えてるかも。
Isn't it weird when you forget something like completely? LikeMaybe you were supposed to meet someone for lunch or something, but you just completely forget something that you wouldn't typically forget. Just.
うっかりってやつだよね。
Yeah, just.
まさに。
Like, what?
あとど忘れね。
Yeah.
ど忘れって英語でないよね、言葉。ある？それを一言で言う言葉って。ど忘れ。
I mean, people blank. You say you blank a lot if you're trying to remember something, but it tends to be in the moment. You know, it's not like a. Yeah, I don't think so.
ど忘れって分かりやすいよね、いい言葉だね。次、 BYU の研究で1310人の既婚の男女を対象に物質主義の度合い、結婚の重要性、自分の結婚への満足度を測る調査を行いました。物質主義の度合いを測る際には、将来のための貯蓄よりも今いいものを買う方が大事である、お金は自分にとって非常に重要である、などの文を使用しました。その結果、物質主義の傾向が高い人ほど結婚への満足度が低くなっており、結婚を軽視している傾向にありました。幸せを得る方法として、他者との関係性よりもお金や物を所有することに重きを置いており、その結果として夫婦間の関係を良くすることにあまり時間や労力を割いていないことが原因の一つと考えられると、チームは述べています。
Researchers at BYU conducted a survey of 1,310 married men and women to determine their level of materialism, the importance of their marriage, and their satisfaction in their marriage. The subjects were asked to agree or disagree with statements like, having nice things today is more important to me than saving for the future, and having money is very important to me. The study found that to the extent that people were materialistic,they were more likely to be dissatisfied or resentful of their marriage. The team speculates that in the pursuit of happiness, focusing on the acquisition of material objects over the immaterial often leaves insufficient time and energy for a happy relationship.
そう、日本語であんまりね、物質主義って聞かないっていうか、普段の会話であんまり言わないけど、英語だとこう、あの人はマテリアリスティックだからとか、まあ、自分は結構マテリアリスティックな人だからとかっていう言い方するけど、要はその物を所有することとかお金とかを結構大事としたりとか、そこに、まあ、幸せを見出す人だから、新しいものをすぐ買いたいとか、何かコレクションしててこう物を集めたいとか、まあ、そういう時に使うけど、
Well, I think of materialism as kind of thinking ofaccumulating objects as the point.
そうだね。
You know, like that's the point. Like I'm working so that eventually I'll have a this.
だからこうブランド物のバッグを次々と買って、まあ、それを持ってること自体に幸せを見出すとか、そのために仕事するとか。
Yeah, I think the bag thing is interesting because it's more in the status.Side of things. And I think status and materialism kind of tie into each other.
そうだね。そうそう。でも面白いよね。確かに何を優先にしてるか。結婚してても別に結婚が一番重要って思ってるわけじゃない。なんていうの？自分の旦那さんとか奥さんが一番大事って思ってない人もいて、それよりもお金とかいかに物を買うかっていう方が、まあ、知らず知らずにそっちを優先にしてる人っていうのもいると思うから、まあ、このチームはバランスの問題ですみたいな、なんかどっちかだけを大事にするっていうのは人間はもう無理だけど、あまりにもこう物とかお金にウェイトが行き過ぎてると、その関係性がおろそかになって、結果として結婚への満足度が下がるみたいな。
I mean, makes sense to me. Also, I think in the dynamics of a relationship, if you're with a materialistic woman and you think that she's with you for material reasons, well, material or wealth is perfectly replaceable.
Yeah, so that.
So it doesn't do a whole lot for your self-esteem, even if it does facilitate you dating this woman that would otherwise not date you if you didn't have all this wealth.
Yeah, so that.
So it's just not a good it doesn't lead anywhere positive, I feel like. The,
そうだね。
I mean, there are degrees of materialism. You don't want to end up, you know.
あとなんか結婚 って一言で言ってもさ、誰と結婚したかにもよるよね。わかる？なんか本当に好きで結婚した場合と、なんか妥協して結婚した場合で、なんか妥協して結婚してたらそれをさ最優先にするってなかなか難しいじゃん普通に。とかそういうのもあるよねきっと。
Yeah, well, there's a lot of gold diggers and a lot of guys who want gold diggers. And
I think it was in the paper as well. But そのゴールディガーズとか、まあ、分かりやすいエクストリームなケースも、もちろんそうだし、そうじゃなくてもやっぱこう知らず知らずに、なんかこう知らず知らずのうちにお金とか物に目がいってる、なんか自分の関係性よりもっていうのが多いって言ってた。だからこう絶対にお金第一みたいな分かりやすいのならまだいいんだけど、なんか、
I think it's a little bit more insidious than the, you know, just straight up gold digger.
Yeah.
And it's like the expression keeping up with the Joneses, you know. Do you know what, have you heard that?
No.
Like, keeping up with the Joneses, well, the Joneses are your neighbors. And let's say, you know, they get a new grill or they get a new car. Or and it's like, and then your, you know, your kids or your wife or someone is like, oh, you know, did you see the Joneses? They got this new grill. It's so nice. Oh, it smells so nice. Oh my. And then you're like, oh, now we got to keep up with the Joneses. And everyone's keep, I mean, the Joneses is not, it's not, everyone's the Joneses. If you're in Tokyo, you're surrounded by Joneses. Everyone's Jonesing everywhere, you know. Everyone's wearing immaculate clothing and everyone's hair is perfect and everyone's, you know, got crazy stuff on and driving fancy cars and stuff. And if you roll through Omotesando driving your Sefiro or something, people, you know,
it's still okay in Omotesando.
It's okay. It's okay by me. It's okay by me. But everyone thinks that everyone else thinks something about it.
Yeah, it's kind of like スウェット着てアメリカンクラブ行くみたいなことでしょ。だから。
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that stuff. You know, what do you think about, do you think marriage as an institution is changing? Should it change? What are, people are advocating polyamory, people are...
Yeah. I don't know. I can only speak for myself, so...
But I feel like marriage as an institution right now is kind of... I don't want to say threatened, but it's there's a high possibility of it changing or broadening, or, you know, just the norms for kind of the traditional norms are being questioned in a way that hasn't happened before.
もともとこう多分長い間結婚っていうのは何かっていうのが一つの定義と思われてきたみたいな。ただ実際全然そういうことないじゃん。それこそ好きで結婚してる人もいれば、好きじゃないのに結婚してる人とか、お金のための人とか、まあいろいろあるから、結婚ってこういうべきだよねとかこういうものだよねっていうのは誰も言えないっていうか、本当に人それぞれ好きにすればっていう感じになってる感はあるよね。
But then it's still tied up in documents and government and you know, taxes and so it's kind of、
You know. それもやっぱり便宜上のものとして割り切って考えないと、ね、法律上のことじゃんそれって単に。
But is marriage the kind of prescribed guarantee of lifetime happiness that it used to be?
それはないでしょうね。だってアメリカだって離婚率半分だし、日本も、まあ、半分とは言わないけど結構高いし。
I guess what I'm saying is marriage couldmore or less be the same thing it was before, but the world around you is so different now, the culture is so different now, that you're taking an institution from a long time ago and people are practicing it in a world that is, has drastically evolved.
そうだね。だから、
and I think that makes marriage harder than it used to be, right?
In a way, I guess, その
pre-Tinder,
ま、結婚して
face swap
結婚一回結婚したらもうどんなに崩れても離婚はしないとか、 あの一回会社に入ったらどんなにブラックだろうがどんなに上司にいじめられようが終身雇用で定年まで働くとか、うん、つまり一回結婚したり一回会社に入れば辛いかもしれないけど路頭に迷うことはないみたいなさ、そういうのは今ないからね、別になんか我慢する必要ないし、だからその分自由があって、その自由の分責任もあって、
うん、
その分自分でいろいろ決断しなきゃいけないっていう意味では大変は大変かもしれないけど、どうだろうね、まあ我慢の方が大変だと思うけどね結局。
It's interesting that you kind of this whole thing of like find someone that's right for you and make sure、yeah. and make sure that that person's right for you forever and make sure that they're sure too and、yeah. and do this before you know you get too old, do this before、yeah. you know all these considerations come in. I mean it's somewhat different if you're male or female, but this、this musical chairs that could potentially end up with youyou know, dying alone or whatever is,、
yeah.
is, I don't know, it's fascinating.
Do you get worried about that?
I don't, because I don't know enough to worry.
Oh, okay.
I just assume that,、
right.
that I'll just instinctively do what I should.In those terms,、
right.
in terms of my relationship stuff.
なんか私も結婚なんて本当紙出すだけだから別に何も変わらないと思ったけど。
Was that reassuring?
っていうかなんか。
That's like a reassuring thought going in.
No.
It's basically the same.
No, I thought that was the truth. You know, because like 別に関係性が変わるわけじゃないじゃん二人の急に。その紙出して1日で何か変わるわけじゃないから同じままと思ってけど同じではないよね、やっぱりなんかこう結婚してるっていう事実があるだけでこう2人が同じページにいますっていうのがもう保証されてるわけじゃんある程度、その全部のことがじゃないけど少なくともこの2人が一緒にいるかいないかっていうことについてはそのベースの部分はもう保証されてるからそのことについて心配する必要もないし、mm-hmm. 話す必要もないみたいな、
mm-hmm. You hope or there shouldn't be
right だからそれがあるとないとでやっぱり同じではないよね、
mm-hmm.
さすがなどっちがいいとか悪いとかの問題じゃなくてっていうのは最近なんか感じる。
Do you think it still serves a functionLike it.
うん。まあなんか同じとこに属してる感っていうかなんかわかる。
Mm.
あのチーム感はあるよねやっぱり。
Right.、Mm. And I think you need like really high levels of trust and intimacy to really make it through the toughest shit in this world.
そうだね。あとなんかどっちにしろ全部オープンにしないとなんていうの。だ付き合ってる時別に年収とかボーナスとか言わなく、まあ、言ってもいいし言わなくてもいいけど結婚してたらねなんか別に隠すモチベーションもないし
But that's kind of the point too, right? Is that finally you can kind of open up about everything、
ね、
and just talk about everything、
うん、
and you need to establish a really strong bond or high level of trust before you can even do thatAnd you don't really get that opportunity unless you find someone else willing to run down the same rabbit hole、
yeah.
of, you know, driving each other crazy or whatever,、yeah. you know, happens.
そうだね。あとだから、そう、今言ったみたいにこう、dance around しなきゃいけない subjects がない。だから、付き合ってる時だったら、例えばなんか、一生一緒にいようねとか、あ、言ったら怖がられるかなとか、ある程度なんかさ言わない方がいいこととか今まだ言葉にしなくていいこととか、まあ、お金のこともそうだけど今まだこの話しなくてとかいろいろあるけど、まあ、結婚したら別に何でも言えるっていうの、まあ、それも人によると思うけどね結婚してるからってみんなが何でも言えるわけじゃないと思うけど少なくとも私個人の経験ではなんか言えないことはないからそれは良かったなって思う。 あとなんかこのマテリアリズムの話で言うと、その度合いも逆に下がった。なんか物いらない、なんか付き合ってる時はなんかバレンタインとか誕生日とか、あ、何もらうかな、何くれるかなとか、なんか結構楽しみじゃん。
And then you get married and it's like, don't spend our money.
まあそれも、なんかそれもあるけど、なんかそんなに。
That's a major factor, isn't it?
まあ、
because it's like, oh, you're getting me something, but we could totally spend that on something else.
For, まあそれも要因の一つにあるかもしれないけど、ただなんかその物別になくてもいい。
We have no space.
You're like so jaded. もうなあんまいらないなって思う。
Mm.
なんかその人がいればいい、いいみたいな。
Mm.
It's really cheesy, but you know.
Do you ever trip out like thinking in retrospect how you end up with someone? Like, there's just way too many coincidences. Or what if this happened? Or what if
I said
this? Sure.
Or what?
Yeah,
and it
always seems like, and it's always.I mean, it seemed like this with everyone I've dated, I think, but it's like you know way early on that you're going to end up dating, even though it's impossible, and all kinds of unbelievable things will happen so that you'll end up with this person.
Yeah.
And it's all way too mind-blowing, way too frequently.During that phase of the relationship, and it's like the most I don't know, I just think like, I can't believe I got with this girl, and I would think that every time, and you just think about how it happened, it's just like, this is just like, it's so improbable, it feels
like, oh
yeah, way,
for sure, yeah,
right?
そうだね、なんか
Like, I totally could have not been with this person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, 99.99. And I've always thought that with everyone I've dated.
Yeah.
And
even,
so...
Even with friends, though. I mean, you know, if... Like, we met at a party.
Yeah.
But it was because the party was boring.
Yeah.
Like, if the party was a bomb, we probably didn't talk to each other.
Yeah, and there were unusual circumstances for that party, too. But
yeah, so... そういうなんか偶然が積み重なって...
Yeah, but it requires dozens, if not, you know, hundreds of those successively in order to actually produce a relationship that's meaningful, I feel like.
Yeah, そうだね。私もだから病気になってなってたから、その夫に会ったパーティーに行った、何病気でもう全然何ヶ月も外にも行ってないし、
right.
それがちょっと良くなってきてたから、もう今日だけはと思ってハロウィンに出かけたみたいな。
Exactly. This is why when you ask me if I'm worried about it, I'm not. Because you don't know enough
そうだね。まあ確かに。
These bad things that happen to you in your life create unusual opportunities. Your life is different than it was before the bad thing happened.
Yeah.
And because some bad thing happened, something new will happen. And just for whatever reason, fairly reliably, good things come out of these new circumstances that came out of something bad happening.
そうだね。
And so you can worry about something bad happening, but...How much energy do you spend appreciating the unforeseeable good things that will happen to you?
そうだね。いいライフ話。Deep shit. 次、コロラド大学ボルダー校の研究で850人の成人と430人の10代の若者の脳を検査したところ、アルコールを普段から摂取している人は脳の体積が減少していることが分かりました。減少していたのは脳の機能をコントロールする灰白質と脳神経管の伝達をコントロールする白質の両方でした。一方、大麻を普段から使用している人ではそのような現象は見られませんでした。チームは 大麻はこれまで長い間違法だったため研究が進んでおらず、大麻の脳への影響はまだ未知の部分が多いと指摘した上で、それでもアルコールが脳に与える害の方がはるかに大きいと述べています。大麻は現在がん患者や転換患者への処方のほか、偏頭痛などの治療にも使われています。
Researchers at Colorado University in Boulder scanned the brains of 850 adults and 430 teenagers and found that people who regularly drink alcohol had reduced brain volumes. Specifically, the imaging found reductions in gray matter, which control brain function, and white matter, which facilitates communication across the brain. Neither effect was found in the brains of people who consumed cannabis. The team suggests that while the illegality of cannabis has long limited research on its effects, it seems apparent that the detrimental effects of alcohol are much more significant. So far, cannabis is currently being prescribed to treat cancer, epilepsy, and seizures.
So, Colorado はあの医療大麻をまず解禁したから、研究にもちろんあの、使える大麻がどういう効能があるとか、どういう影響があるっていう研究を進めることができる上に、嗜好品としてもうあの解禁したので、こういうふうにこう使ってる人を対象にした実際のモニタリングとか分析もできるっていうことで、うん、コロラド大学がこういう研究をしてるんだけども、あのそう、まあアルコールはこれまで合法だからすごいいろんな研究がなされていて、
うん、
あの一方大麻はやっぱり、まあ、今結構進んできてはいるけれど、まだやっぱり未知の部分が多い。特にその例えば若者が使った時どうなるとか、じゃあ妊婦の人があの使ったらどうなるとかっていうのは、あの矛盾してる研究結果が出たりとかしてる場合もあるから、うん、まあ、確実にこうっていうのはまだ分かってないことたくさんあるんだけれども、もともと大麻に比べてアルコールとかニコチンの方が体への害は大きいっていうのは言われてたことだから、まあ、これも別にびっくりすることではないんだけど、うん、ただ日本だと多分逆のことが、まあ、警視庁とかね、だいたい逆のこと言ってるから。
Well, I think this confirms, I mean, or at least reinforces the findings of the vast majority of research that's been done on cannabis recently, which has come to more or less the same conclusion, which is that theinitial research funded by, I believe, the Nixon administration was just completely fabricated lies and propaganda. I mean, which is, of course, unfortunate, considering with all the information we have about cannabis now, it seems like it's extremely useful from a medical standpoint for,for so many different conditions.
そうね。あと、まあ、依存性の話によくなった時に、まあ、ニコチンまあ、タバコもドラッグの一種であって、ただそれが合法か違法かどっちに分類されてるかっていうだけの話だから、依存性って考えた時にはまあ確実にあのタバコとかアルコールの方があの身体的依存性っていうのはあって、まあ大麻はあの身体的依存性はないと言われてるから、まあ精神的な依存性っていうのは何にでもチョコレートとか何でもあるから、
うん、Well, chocolate may actually be more, may have actual chemical mechanism for addiction.
そう、あとコーヒーとかね、カフェインが入ってるからとか。
Caffeine is extremely addictive.
だからその、まあ、それは個人にでも差がすごいあるんだけど。
I think the main thing that people tend to overlook is that alcohol is a drug.
そうね、そう。
And alcohol is a very potent drug. And it's highly toxic as well.
Yeah.
Your body reacts to it quite strongly, quite immediately.And if you consume even slightly too much, you will vomit. And they know the LD50, the median lethal dose for drugs. They can't even find an LD50 for cannabis. They've tried.
Yeah.
It's essentially impossible.To die from a cannabis overdose. I think they've managed it in laboratory settings by getting some extremely pure extract.
Yeah.
But from the original material, it's not possible to do.
Right, right.
But it's extremely easy to overdose on alcohol and die.
Yeah,
in fact, over 100,000 people die every year in the United States from alcohol related alcohol overdose.
アルコールとかタバコとかっていうのは合法だから安全であって、大麻とか、まあ、マジックマッシュルームとか違法だから危険であるっていうのは科学的には実は全然事実ではなくて、こう合法だから安全っていうわけじゃないっていうのは、まあ、みんな分かってるけど、毎年だって新刊とかで、ね、ある急性アルチューになって死ぬ学生とかもいるし、ただそれがなんとなくこうそれはなんか見過ごされるというか、あのタバコとかもこの間も新しい論文出て、一回でも吸ったらもう依存力があるみたいなあったよね。
Was
it for teenagers or?
It was like 70% of people who had tried smoking even once.
そうそうそう。
Became dependent.
そう。
On cigarettes.
なんかそう考えると、
I believe that's what it
was, なんでタバコって合法なんだっけっていうぐらい、あの、
well, there are absolutely no medical benefits. They don't even advertise that there are medical benefits. They don't even, no one even tries to pretend even slightly. The only benefit that's advertised to smoking cigarettes is that you'll look cool.
だから私はこう全部もう個人責任にして、あの闇組織が金儲けとかするのを防ぐためにも全部もう合法化して厳しく管理した方がいいと思ってる派なんだけど、逆にあのそれに反対してる立場を取るのであれば、タバコも違法にした方がいいと思う。何でも違法にしたいっていう人にとっては。
Well, there's definitely inconsistencies.
そうなんだよね。
Because what'sThere's a debate going on in the United States, has been for some time, about the federal level scheduling of drugs.
Yeah.
And the scheduling of cannabis and I think some others, probably including psilocybin, is absolutely incorrect.
Yeah.
According to their own definition of the schedule.
Yeah. だから普通はその何か物質があった時にそれを科学的に分析して研究して、その結果違法にするのか合法にするのか、それがみんなにとってあのベネフィットがあるのかないのか、医療的効能があるのかないのか、普通はその科学的根拠に基づいて決めるんだけど、それが逆になっちゃって先に勝手に決めちゃって違法にするか合法にするか振り分けちゃったために、あのそれが本当に医療に使えるのか使えないのかとか、本当に害があるのかないのかっていうのが分かんないままに放置されてきちゃったわけだよね。で、違法にした瞬間に研究できなくなっちゃうから。だからそれが今若干、あの、大麻とかケタミンとかに関しては是正されてきてる。
Well, they, I mean, it's worse than that because they falsified the science.
そうね。
Like, this is literally true.
Yeah.
Like, anyone can research this. Anyone can research the origins of this.
そうだね。で、やっぱりその、
it's kind of a conspiracy.
研究せずにとか、そういう研究結果改ざんして、これはとにかく危ないから全員やっちゃいけませんとかっていうことによって、本当に正しい情報が伝わらない結果として、一定の人が危険にさらされることもあるわけで。例えば、あの、タイマーとか LSD とか、あの統合失調症とかうつ病の人とか、まあ、LSD はうつ病の人やらない方がいいとか、あの統合失調症の人はあんまりタイマー吸わない方がいいとか、こうなんか相性がいい悪いもあるわけじゃない。それもまあその病気持ってる人全員っていうわけじゃないかもしれないけど、その症状によってはなんかそういうのもあの周知されてないから、やっちゃう人はやっちゃうと思うし、
Do you remember the research on psilocybin that had found, I believe, higher than a 50% success rate in curing
depression?
What was it? Specifically, depression that was non-responsive.
Yeah.
To traditional methods.
Yeah.
Specifically, that kind of chronic depression.
Yeah.
More than half of the people that were administered a single dose of psilocybin. Yeah.We're cured of it. I mean, this is a claim that, I mean, that is an unbelievable claim.
Yeah. だからそれも合法になったから研究で使うことができて分かった結果なんだけど、日本で例えばテレビとか専門家が話してるのを聞いてると、 そういうのを多分見てないで喋ってんだよね。だからこうタイマーで代替できないものはないから、タイマーを合法化する必要はないっていうのが、まあ、私が見る中で一番多い議論なんだけど、
うん、
それはあの事実ではないから、まあ、どうして彼らがそういうことを言ってる、まあ、知らないで言ってるのか、何か他にアジェンダがあるのか知らないけど、あのそう、まあ、ただ、ね、うん、こういう研究がどんどん出てるから面白いなと思うけど。
It's such a messy and like oddly taboo issue now.
そうだね。
There's so many conflicting interests. There's so many weird
まあでも何度も言うけど、日本はかなりでも変わったよね。本当にこのポッドキャスト始めた時から今で、普通にこの日本語のメディアの記事でもやっぱり医療大麻の必要性の話書いてる、まあ、大手のメディアでも触れてるところもあるし、あの、まあ、少なくとも議論はしてもいいんじゃないかっていう人たちもたくさんいるし、もちろんその病気にかかってる人にとってはそれを試したいって思うのも当然だし、でだってもう始めた時本当にだってちょっとでも大麻の話したら怒ったメッセージ来るみたいな感じだったじゃん。
Well, it's so crazy because this is it's hard to really explain how obvious this is in America right now.
Yeah.
And
そうなんで。
it's accepted as
yeah
as a legitimate medical treatment, and it's been proven. It's absolutely proven and yeah. and legit, and there's been so muchquality research supporting this, and it's kind of sad to see people who have conditions that can't acquire this kind of treatment.
本当に転換の人とかね、全然違うから。
That was a huge issue domestically within the United States, where people could not obtain it, and so they were moving to these other states, you know, so they could receive the treatment. Because the one of the major medications thatit has become a substitute for is these prescription opiate drugs. And the prescription opiate drugs, you can't quite call it heroin, but it's an opiate. And it's highly addictive
in a
similar way that that heroin is. And it has a lot of negative side effects that people don't like. And synthetic opiates alone are responsible for...something like 25,000 deaths in the United States this year. Medical marijuana and just marijuana generally has caused zero deaths ever.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, how many tens of thousands of people need to die? You know, it kind of, the greater picture starts to look more and more grotesque.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about the reasons for why people's access to this has been restricted.
そうね。まあだから日本でこう議論になるときに結構極論が多いんだよね。なんかじゃあ子供が接種したらどうするとか、会社行く前に吸う人がいたらどうなるとか、なんかその、いやそれでもお酒も一緒じゃんみたいな。お酒も子供が飲んだら大変だから、20歳以上は買えないように管理してるし、まあ、仕事行く前に飲む人がいたとしたらその人の自身の問題であって、
I mean, most people shouldn't do any of these things. Shouldn't drink alcohol, shouldn't smoke marijuana, shouldn't do LSD, shouldn't do, I mean, most people shouldn't do any of these things. But there are people that can be helped by these things.
そうね。次、
live streaming video platform Twitch has just surpassed cable news networks like CNN and MSNBC in monthly viewership, with an average of 962,000 people watching at any given moment in January. By comparison, CNN had an average of 783,000 viewers per day. And in 2014, Amazon bought Twitch for $970 million, which primarily features live streams of video gamers.
動画配信サイトの Twitch が月間視聴者数において CNN や MSNBC などの大手ケーブルチャンネルを超えたことが分かりました。 Twitch の1月中の平均視聴者は96万2000人で、 CNN の1日平均視聴者数78万3000人を上回っていました。 Twitch は2014年に9億7000万ドル、日本円でおよそ1035億円で Amazon に買収されています。すごいね、1035億円。
Twitch grew unbelievably quickly. And、do you know anyone that... You've seen it, yeah? Twitch?
No. I know about it, but...
You haven't seen it?
Nope.
Hmm.
Do you know anyone that... ゲームの実況動画とかでしょ?
People who are like... 25 years old and younger. People around that age group, a lot of them watch Twitch.、
Hmm.
That's what they do when they get home.
ニコニコ動画みたいなことでしょ? ニコニコ動画のアメリカ版みたいなことでしょ?
Hmm. It's different, but yeah. I think Twitch is much, much larger at this point.
Right.
And、they have kind of...、built-in credit system, so people are tipping, and if you tip, then you can like display a message on the screen. It's kind of weird. It's almost like the cam girl stuff.
Right. Well, Nico Nico Toga has that too, right?
The money system?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you can like put comments, and the comments will be flowing on the screen、mm. so that you can see other people's comments like live.
Yeah. It's like some kind of hangout.
Yeah,
because
there's
a chat that's always going.
Yeah, and everyone's
talking the whole time.
Yeah.
And the Twitch streamer reads the chat、mm. generally.
Yeah.
And that's gotten so popular, and so many people are watching it now.、
Mm.
I haven't really gotten into it.
Community 感はあるよね。
Definitely.
そのこの何秒何分何秒で誰が何言ってるとかさ、誰が分かんないけど、みんなが何言ってるとか。一斉に突っ込んだりとか一斉に笑ったりとか、
mm. I was watching Rampage Jackson play、okay. Player Unknown's Battlegrounds I think
video game?
Yeah, like the most popular video game probably on earth right now is this
Rampage.
Player.
So you can watch Rampage Jackson playing a video game.
Oh yeah, that's all he does.That's all he does.、
And、
I don't know. I don't understand how he's like still fighting.
And that's fun to watch.
Yeah, because he's a very he gets crazy. You know, he's、
okay.
like, I mean, he's swearing the whole. I mean, he's、
hmm.
he has swag, and he's、
okay.
killing people. He's good too. He's good.
Okay.
And he likes to.
I feel like swag. って久しぶりに聞いた気がしない。
I know. I was trying not to, but I couldn't think of a different word. So.
Yeah, what is the alternative word for it?
Style or,
say?
I don't know.、
Huh.
There's, people don't even say words anymore. Everyone's making like sounds now. Have you noticed this? People on TV、
sound.
Are just making sounds now. Yeah. It's in all the music now, and all these people in Hollywood and interviews are just making sounds. They'll just be like, just be like,
skeet.
They just make、
what?
Weird noises, like randomly.
Why?
Yeah. And I think...that Cardi B girl is making it worse because she does、
Who?
A lot of、Cardi B. She's、
oh,
like
the rapper.
The rapper, yeah.
Right.
But in music, I think it kind of started with this、kind of Migo style, like, kind of like mumble rap.
Okay.
Where they're not really talking, like the beat's going, they're like, and they're not saying anything.
Oh.
Where they're rapping and it gets less and less clear. By some point in the song, they're not even saying anything anymore. But、
huh.
that's become really popular now.
Huh.
And I don't even know where I'm going with this, but...
okay, you're making me feel old.
Yeah, this is happening apparently, and people are just making sounds now. And apparently、
huh.
the sounds are like memes.
Huh.
But people are doing it in real life.
え、同じ音なの?So is there like a 流行ってる音?
I don't know which sounds mean what, but they're like reaction GIFs in real、
okay.
life almost.
Oh, so it does have meaning.
I think so.
To it.
I think so.
Okay.
Like Cardi B is making that sound for a reason, right? Otherwise she's just、
right.
like a Furby or something that just make, like there has to be、
right.
a reason.、
Hmm.
It must、
okay.
mean something. I hope.
Hmm.
Anyways, yeah, this... Twitch getting bigger, becoming larger than like CNN and MSNBC, I think is quite interesting.
そうだね。
Because you'd think just 10 years ago or so, you think CNN, like, that's the biggest thing.
そうだね。
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what are people watching more than CNN and like Seinfeld, right?
yeah.
Right?
yeah.古いよね。それもね、めっちゃすごい坂。もうちょっと、もうちょっと手前でもよかったんじゃない
？Like what?
I don't know. Game of Thrones.
That's not.
Seinfeld、
old.
is like way.
But it was huge. I don't think anything will be as huge as like、Seinfeld? nothing can be that huge anymore in terms of like market share.
Or the Sopranos.
Huge, but.Yeah, but do you think anything can get、or、that、Thrones. Kind of market share today?
Does, Game of Thrones.
Does Game of Thrones have as large of a market share as Seinfeld did?
Market share?
As in, what percentage of people who watch TV shows watch Game of Thrones? 70%?
まあ、50%? 結構言ってるでしょうね、Game of Thrones は。And in more markets.
I know.
So, yeah, sorry.
so, I was thinking.
でも、
like,
あ、でもちょっと待って。オリンピック今やってるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
それを考えると、なんていうの、そういう意味でオリンピックは例えば変わってると思う。そういう意味で、
mm-hmm.
なんていうの、テレビしかなかった時代はもう国民全員がもう全部見て、mm-hmm. もうその話で持ちきりみたいな。
Well, it's like the Olympics are on, and the only other thing on is a rerun of House,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so you're going to watch the Olympics. But、yeah. now,
so,
the Olympics are on, Twitch is on. You know.
そうだね。だから若者はそこまで昔みたいにこう、もう友達同士 100% 見てる前提で話せるかっていうと、それはないと思う。
Because before, something would be on TV, and you go to school, and everyone's talking about what was on TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now it's like,
so,
everyone's on their own timeline.、
Mm.
It's like if Facebook only had one feed.And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
when you logged into Facebook, everyone saw the exact same thing.
まさにそう、それ。
Would that be... That wouldn't even be social media.
オリンピック見てる?
No.
yeah,
I saw some snowboarding.
Sean White.
Is he still going?
I was so surprised. I was like, whoa, and he's my age, right? And I was like, wow, he's still around?
He's still my age?Sean White. He's not that old.
He's the shit. I've seen him here at X Trail game and it was so much fun. And I even saw his movies and, you know, The Descent. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like a documentary where he like jumps off the helicopter and like go down the mountain and something like that. それはなんか興奮したから見てたけど。
Did he do well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gold medal.Apparently, なんかすごい怪我してずっと休んでたんだって1年半か2年ぐらいそれで comeback して金メダル
I think snowboarding is like the most dangerous
Yeah, but I always love watching そのオリンピックとかでスノボ見るのが好きなのでなんでかっていうと、まあ、その競技自体が面白いのもあるんだけど選手がねみんなハッピーなのよその結構オリンピックってなんか everyone takes it so seriously だからこうなんていうの日本の日の丸を背負って皆さんの期待に応えるために頑張りますみたいなでなんか銅メダルなんて、
like、
そうなんか銅メダルなんて意味がないみたいななんか銀メダル取って悔しくて泣くみたいなさ
I feel like that ski jump is so intense it's so serious
yeah
it's just like
Or figure skating is really, really serious too. まあ普通の夏季のオリンピックも全部結構シリアスだし、でなんかこう、なんて、結構ストレスじゃんみんな。なんか始まる前とかも。でもスノボだけはなんかこう、まあ緊張してる人もいるけど、みんななんかイエーイみたいな感じで、競技中も音楽聴いてるし。
But it's fun, right? And it's kind of chill, and you kind of get to do stuff. Think about the ski jump. You've been training...
Yeah.
For 10 years, you're finally at the Olympics. You get to jump like what, three times?
Yeah.
Total. You get three. And everyone gets three, right? and you jump and something, you know, I don't even, I've never done it. Obviously. I don't even, yeah. What is that?
I don't know.
But,
you just jump.
But for whatever reason, if you just jump slightly shitty, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So. I've just been in training. It's been so perfect. This whole, it all comes, my whole life comes down to this little like jump where you do the frog pose thing. Yeah.
しかもなんか風の具合とかもあるから、自分のコントロール外の部分も大きかったりとかして。
They adjust for that, don't they? Don't they like calculate the
人によって多分そういうシリアスなもう人の極限みたいなのを見たい人はそれいいと思うんだけど、私はなんかもうちょっとそんななんかもうちょっと楽しく見たいから、あのスノボが一番ね見ててこうハッピーな、なんかみんなにハッピーになってほしい。だからこうでしかもあれ自分との戦いじゃん。自分がうまくできるかどうかっていうのだから。
I prefer the intense, the intensity of. I feel like. I don't know. My appreciation for MMA just always grows. I feel like, and I watch other sports, and it's like, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, yeah. I guess they got the ball to the thing or whatever, but just the intensity level that you get.
Right.
And MMA, I don't think people understand. It's completely
different. MMA とか柔道とかやっぱその相手が言ってのやつはさすがにその超は無理じゃん。だからそれはまたなんか別物なんだけどさ。
Yeah.
こう自分との戦い系のやつはなんか。
I mean, sometimes it's chill. Everyone has their own style. There's people that are like really relaxed when they knock people out.
Yeah.
But
すごいね。可愛いんだよねみんな。みたいな感じで。
Well, I'm always blown away by the respect that you have in MMA after two people fight. After these people were just trying to kill each other, and right afterwards, they are like in love. It's like I seriously have some crazy respect because I thought I was going to whoop this guy's ass, but he really put up some serious shit. And that respect that you see at the end is crazy. And other sports kind of lack that. Like intense respect afterwards. Like you can play a tennis match, and be like, "Yeah, fuck that guy." It's just
I don't know.
It's
about
not a
that,
big deal. It's not. I don't know.
My physical contact is 一番多いからね格闘技は。
By the way, this purchase of this Switch thing, Amazon paid $970 million, right? And that's. This is the new way of calculating stuff now, but that's 10.7 Falcon Heavy launches. I just wanted to see.
Falcon Heavy launches. Well, mohaya no.
It's 10.7 Falcon Heavy launches.
Okay.
Yeah. And so whenever there's like, you know, big stuff like this, it's like how many Falcon Heavy launches is that? Because the Falcon Heavy can put humans on Mars.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
うちの弟子
供の時全部うまい棒で換算してたんだけど、そんなにあったらうまい棒何百本買えるよみたいな。
Yeah,
それと同じ原理だよね。
That's true. How many? Yeah, that's you get over a billion.
Right? Yeah. 次。
The British government has developed an artificial intelligence capable of identifying ISIS propaganda videos with 99.995% accuracy.And then block them before they are even online. The project was developed by ASI Data Science and cost the UK government $834,000. The software has been shown successfully differentiating between a news report about ISIS and ISIS videos themselves. The government intends to have smaller content platforms like Vimeo and Telegraph adopt the software at no cost in a further effort to suppress Islamic extremist ideology.
イギリス政府が 99.995% の精度で ISIS の宣伝動画を判別し、オンライン上にアップされる前にブロックできる人工知能を開発しました。この人工知能は ASI データサイエンスによって開発され、政府が支払った費用は日本円でおよそ8800万円でした。このソフトは ISIS に関するメディアの報道と ISIS が自ら発信している動画を見分けることができるため、政府は今後 Vimeo や Telegraph などに無料でソフトを提供し、 ISIS のイデオロギーの拡散を防ぐ計画です。
Yep.
これもファルコンヘビーで換算したの？
No, it wouldn't get you very far. I mean, do you think that's expensive? That's kind of an interesting, you know,
the price of something like this. 99.995% ってすごい。
Well, I'm skeptical. But I mean, certainly it's high.
Yeah.
Certainly it's
very,
very high.
You're not even the taxpayer over there.
No.
And you're skeptical.
I'm skeptical. Well, what is that QQ? Like, what is that last five?
0.005.
Yeah.
4 か. No, 6. What? I can't do.
Well, it just reminds me of when they say, you know, they do like a risk assessment for a nuclear power plant or something. Oh, it's like one in however many trillion
yeah.
that something will. It's like, okay. And what's the probability that this study is wrong? It's higher than that, right? So
right.
then it kind of defeats the point.
Vimeo ya Telegraph.
You know Vimeo, yeah?
I know Vimeo, but what's Telegraph? It's not the Media Telegraph, is it?
I thought it was, but it might be a different telegraph.
Right? It has to be, right?
I think there's
oh,
like
wait,
a telegraph.
Oh, wait, isn't that the app? Isn't that the Messenger app?
No, that's Telegram, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Telegraph, and there was like a period in the middle of the word telegraph, and I'm not really sure. But apparently it's some content platform in the UK.
Okay.
So I think that's a domestic one. Vimeo is obviously.
So
done it. It's basically like YouTube, but
yeah.
it has more, I guess, artistic curating going on.
音楽のプロモーションビデオとかね、結構 Vimeo 多い。
So this kind of like data.
それは Vivo か。
Oh, Vivo is yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
No, Vimeo is.
Vimeo はなんか映画見たりとか、違法で映画見たりするときとかに Vimeo 多いよね。
No, I don't think so. No, Vimeo has a lot of legit like original content. And they're at one time Vimeo was better than YouTube, and most people I think would have agreed with
confused.
That. But
okay.
it's basically the same thing as YouTube,
right?
But it's like it looks way more stylish and
right.
Yeah, but then
okay, I'm just confused.
Apparently,
yeah. Anyway,
yeah. So this is just the data signature banning. Type stuff. And now they have AI involved in this. They had algorithms previously that I think if you submitted the signature in advance to the platform, so this was the concept for preventing nude videos of yourself from appearing on YouTube, is that you would send the naked picture of yourself to YouTube, then YouTube would collect some digital signature from that, which hopefully can't be used to reproduce the naked image of yourself,
yeah.
but that digital signature would be used to identify content that someone was trying to upload to YouTube. So before it would be uploaded, they would have a signature. So you could do this quite more specifically with like facial recognition. So let's say someone tried to upload a video with your face in it,
right.
but let's say YouTube knows what your face looks like and you've told YouTube, hey, if there's a 99.995% chance that it's my face, then let's not you know, allow that video to appear online. So that's kind of this digital signature blocking concept is becoming, I guess, a lot more realistic with the implementation of AI. But it is kind of creepy to think about a state government engaging in that sort of thing.
まあね。
I mean, if all they do is block ISIS videos, but if you think in principle, what are they doing? Basically, the UK government. I mean, they're not saying that they're going to do this yet, but it's within their power supposedly to have artificial intelligence recognize Amish. Well, I guess source example, Amish people wouldn't upload videos, but
Tom Cruise.
But Scientology videos uploaded to the internet, it could conceivably identify those ahead of time and ban them based on the ideas.
Yeah, but then at the same time, そのプラットフォームがでも協力しないとできないわけでしょ。
Mm-hmm.
結局は。だから、well, 政府が勝手にやろうと思ってできるわけではないよね、今の状況だと。
Well, I think the government could go ahead and do that. I mean, there are... This is kind of debated, but I believe that there are already examples of content being suppressed and kind of a shady propagandizing in terms of the way algorithms present material.
Right.
Let's say. And that those can be contrived in a way to favor a certain political agenda or ideological agenda.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that this whole signature banning type stuff and algorithmic manipulating of our information feeds happens in a way that is not transparent to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
But then again, if the government wants to control that kind of stuff, they will have to work with some companies, right? Like, whether it's going to be
internet
Google
service
or
provider
YouTube
or
yeah.
Yeah. But they can work.
So, I mean, I guess it's possible.
Look at China, for example. China doesn't need any permission from Google to censor the internet.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah.
You know, so these private
That's
corporations are not going to, you know, protect us from anything. And I don't think that China is that different from other governments in that domain. Because this signature, data signature banning can easily be implemented, you know, by the CIA or NSA, for example. I'm sure Snowden is all over this concept.
Right, but I would think that these companies are going to be different from, you know, what the Chinese government believes. So,
well,
it's possible.
All indications are that these companies are not much better. I mean, YouTube has been getting absolutely unrelenting mountains of shit for the way their algorithms have been treating content, particularly in terms of the selective monetization. So usually
it's driven by their profit, like, or potential profits, right? Or profitability, not like ideologies or like you know, I don't know, discriminating certain religions or...
There's definitely a huge ideological bias on platforms like YouTube and monetization. Absolutely. I mean, there are a lot of YouTubers talking about this. Obviously, it's not easy to talk about on YouTube.
Right.
But I think it's a problem both in corporations and potentially a problem in government. And the broader question is, should the spread and movement and should ideas be managed? Should ideas be managed? And if so, by whom?
Right.
And I think that's the broader question. I don't think they should, generally speaking. We may be able to come to a consensus on some exceptions to that. And I think ISIS propaganda videos are probably a good example.
Mm.
But there are also, you know, whatever paranoid ideas that someone like Snowden might have about this, I think might be valid too.
Mm. Right.
Isn't it weird how AI is just empowering all these different things around us, just left and right, this over here, and
well, it's 2018.
Sprinkle a little AI on this over here, and sprinkle a little AI on this over here. It's like, oh, you just add a little AI, and it's doing some crazy stuff.
We're already in that era.
I know.
Okay.
Research published in the Journal for the Theory of Social Analysis has identified 14 different kinds of love based on an analysis of the world's languages. The author based these flavors on Greek words, given that Greek had by far the most words for expressing loves, or for expressing love. The first three flavors are as follows. Meraki, or a love for activities. Choros, a love for place. And Eros, a love for aesthetics. Choros, or the love of place, for example, is a sentiment of having a home, a feeling of belonging, or a place to stand on earth. This concept exists in Maori, Welsh, and Spanish as Turangawewe, Seinfin, and Querencia, respectively.
学会誌 Journal for the Theory of Social Analysis に掲載された論文で、世界の言語には愛を表現する言葉が14種類あることが分かりました。中でもギリシャ語が一番種類が多かったため、それぞれの種類にはギリシャ語の名前が付けられました。例えば、メラキは行動への愛を表す言葉、チョロスは場所への愛を表す言葉、エロスは美への愛を表す言葉です。場所への愛を表すチョロスは、帰る家があることやどこかに属していること、地球上に居場所があることへの感情を表現する言葉で、これはマオリ語でトゥランガウェイウェイ、ウェールズ語でサインフィン、スペイン語でケレンシアと言われます。
Yep.
Interesting. なんか調べたらさ、マオリ語なんか要はこれあれなんだよね、その英語にすると haunt っていう意味で、簡単に言っちゃうと、
うん、
その慣れた場所とか生まれ育った場所に結局人は回帰していくねっていう傾向のことを表してるらしい、
うん、
でそれ日本語で一言でなんか言えるかなと思ったけど思いつかなかった。なんか教習とかだと帰ってはないもんね、故郷を思う気持ちみたいな言葉はあるけど、うん、実際そこに帰る傾向自体を表す言葉っていうのは思いつかなかった。でマオリのやつだけちょっと毛色が若干違うっていうか、なんか家族代々の場所があるっていうことの、うん、をアプリシエイトするみたいなことらしい。
I find thisthese kinds of projects really interesting. Because it seems like there would be some kind of truth in the intersection between these concepts that people identified in different languages. And particularly these, the author referred to them as untranslatable words, where you cannot translate that word intomost other languages. And those are the words that he focused on because those are the ones most likely to have some unique meaning that's not being picked up or is perhaps being subsumed by another word. So in American English, the word love can be used in many different ways, but it also means that it eclipses a lot of specific kinds of love, varieties of love that other cultures might acknowledge, but Westerners or Americans may not. And not having a word for that emotion, I think, can actually diminish the experience of that emotion.
Does that make sense? Yeah. 絶対あると思う、それは。なんか、スペイン語のあった時に、スペイン語で赤そだっけっていう言葉があって、それは英語にはない。でも日本語はあるんだよね、多分まさかみたいな感じ。
And then there's an experience that comes with the word.
だから英語だと多分なんか You're not gonna do that, are you? とかでなんとなくまさかを表してる、まさかやんないでしょうねみたいな、ただまさかだけの一言はないじゃん、とか、まあ日本語にないけど英語にある言葉もいっぱいあるしね。
Yeah, like the way youbuild anticipation is different.
そうだね。なんか appreciate とかね、いつも言うけど、日本語でなんかぴったりもこれっていうのはあんまり、ないか、あっても普段あんま使わないとかもあるよね。さっきの物質主義とかみたいにさ、なんかあるけどみんなに言ってもあんまり伝わらないとか、慣れてない。
If I tell someone who speaks no Japanese about the word bimyo,And they think about bimyo. And now there's all this stuff that they can call bimyo. But they never called anything bimyo before that.
そうね。そうそうそう。
Right? Isn't that weird?
だから微妙っていう言葉を分かって、その意味をちゃんと理解して、やっと、 あ、確かにいろんな微妙なことがあるなってこう使っていくうちに気づくことであって、
yeah. And they were never able to express that微妙ness about all the stuff without the word.
あとなんか言葉だけじゃなくて、例えば妊娠しましたっていう時に、あのアメリカの人は結構 we're pregnant っていうじゃん、カップルで私たち妊娠してます。でそれをあのフランス人とかは絶対言わないからすごい笑うの、なんかすごいはぁはぁ、なんかいやお前はしてないじゃんみたいな、なんか、日本語は主語がないからまずその問題自体ないけど、とか
It's well intentioned though, right? To say like、yeah. we're pregnant、It's like
で
男 like she's pregnant but I'm in this like I'm trying to you know say that I'm committed to this、
ある意味だからロマンチックといえばロマンチックだけど
Because it's almost like the implication oh yeah she's pregnant I'm just you know
Here.
yeah. I mean, which is true. But
yeah. とか、まあ文化、それはもう文化だよね。考え方が違うとか。だから言語面白いよね。
Some of these other flavors from this research, the author came up with philia, which is kind of friendly love, the love you have for your friends, and storge.Which is for your family.
家族愛.
It's kind of a different kind of love. And then philautia, I'm not really sure how to say it, philautia, is our love for ourselves.
自己愛.
yeah, and so, you know, you have... There is some...I don't know how to explain it, but you love yourself to some degree, right? Sometimes you like yourself more than other times, and sometimes you're like, oh, I'm such an idiot. Oh my goodness. You know, like, so, and all these cultures have different words for this stuff. I mean, when I'm saying this, I'm speaking English, I'm saying love, and then I'm just adding another thing. They'd actually be able to say a word that more specifically refers to it.
そもそも日本語であんまり love って言わないもんね。愛してるとかさ
It sounds so corny I mean It sounds really intense too It's like you said it Like there's like a
It just feels weird to me to say it It's like
I've just seen it on TV too many times That now it feels like TV kinda, It feels like a TV phrase
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I have the same impression
Right? Isn't that weird?
If I hear like I love you は全然なんとも思わないけど
Because people in real life say that, right? But you never hear anyone in real life say like 愛してる Right?
そうだね大好きとかだよね言うとしても英語の方そうだね聞き慣れてないからねまず聞き慣れてないから言いにくいよね
Yeah It's funny how it's...
Like, I love my cats, but I wouldn't say that in Japanese.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even Sounds say weird. That I like my cats in Japanese.
It's too kind of...
It's obvious? Like I don't
bestiality
know.
Bestiality kind of direction.
No, but... like, no, but
it's like the wrong word.
It's like people don't say that. Like...People don't verbalize it because it's already expected.
How would you express your love for your cats right now in Japanese if you had to? But accurately.
あ、だからあれだね。うちの猫すごい可愛いとか。
But that has nothing to do with it.
But it shows, it conveys how much I love them.
This is not... Suno, you need to...
no, but I'm serious. I think that's what people do.
I know. But isn't that...You know, that's the most, like, I don't know, indirect.
そうだね。You know, 直接的ではないよね。
Indirect way of saying. I mean, people will know what you're saying. But explicitly what's being said, you know, the words that hang between these people are not what these people are thinking.
だから自分はさ、普段日本語と英語どっちも使ってるじゃん。で、同じことを両方の言語で言ってる時もあるだろうし、 こう英語でしか言ってないことと日本語でしか言ってないことって絶対あるじゃん。
The Venn diagram。
うん、それ誰かなんか
作って
。
so lazy
。あの普段の生活とかでさ、なんか夫と話すとき。これ言うときは絶対英語でしか言ってないとか絶対あるよね。
It would make sense for you to not make it because if you make it yourself,
well,
then you will ruin it, right? Because you're thinking about it too much.
Yeah,
it has to be
and
natural.
And I can't. It's impossible.
There's other kinds of love, like pragma is like kind of flirtatious but friendly. Mania is possessive and dependent because. We see a lot of different kinds of relationships, right?
Flirty とか flirtatious も日本語にないんだよね。
Like flirtatious and playful, like we're just having way too much fun.
Flirting is one of the most fun things you can do in life, right? Flirting with someone.
Well, right after flirting.
Right after? Why after? Why not during? What?
I was trying to say sex is more fun than flirting, obviously. But certainly flirting, I think, is...
It's fun, right? Like, you have, like, this tension.
It's not
like,
the flirting
tension.
Itself. It's the state of mind that you and this other person are in when you first meet someone and you're excited about that person. And it's kind of
flirting
like...
Flirting itself is fun. It's like what to say and, you know... Yeah. でも日本語だとないし、まあ、フラッチしないかっていうとしないわけじゃないけど、そなんか
There's definitely flirting, no?
あるけどちょっと違うよね。
Hmm.
違うし日本語にできないよね。なんかね、多分辞書とか見るとイチャイチャとかたまに書いてあるけど、絶対イチャイチャではないし。あの一言では説明できないから、まあ flirting という言葉あると思うんだけど、it's such a shame.
It's not that big of a deal. I think people here flirt plenty. It's just different, right? It's kind of There's more tension. There's more like just like unsaid tension. I feel like.
Yeah.Or maybe it's just my skills. I don't know how to playfully flirt with people in Japanese. Like, I can totally do that in English, but not in Japanese.
Really?
Yeah. It's easier to be playful in English.
Maybe.
I mean, you can in Japanese, but it's...
You just have to be, like, fuzaketeru and having fun. Like, it's not really... I mean, I guess in English, you say flirting, there's a very specific kind of, like...
It's sexual.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuzaketeru って言っちゃうと、もうなんか...
You're not just fuzaketeru, like, just a clown. You don't want to be a fucking clown, like, just a goofball, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. There's also this concept of ananke, which is premonition of love. So this the
恋の予感ってこと?
恋の予感, like the song. And everyone has, I mean, all these cultures seem to have this notion of this premonition of love, where it's kind of the love at first sight, like this is inevitable.Like, this is just...
なんか始まりそうだな、みたいなことだよね。
And it's a premonition because people get that feeling so absurdly early.
Well, chemical reactions, right? It's like, ooh.
And isn't it interesting how that happens? Like, what causes that? Like, what is that? Like, this ananke, premonition of love, koi no yokan, like...
Pheromones and hormones and...
But you think about the world and what the world ends up becoming, right? And how much of that is influenced by who people end up with. So like who Putin ends up with, who Obama ends up with, you know, these people that we tend to celebrate, you know, as just singular people, have, if you talk to them personally, they would say like, oh, my wife is a huge part of what I'm doing and my motivation and all this stuff.
So
and it has, so it has this kind of invisible, serious, invisible effect on changing the outcome of our civilization, like who people end up marrying, who people end up having children with. Because who you have children with is going to determine the genetic makeup and the parenting of literally every single human being that will be on this planet 100 years from now is going to be a product of that process. You know, so everyone that's alive right now, who we have children with, it will determine the next generation of genetic makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And so this phenomenon of koinoyokan and how we kind of impulsively or in some invisible way find ourselves attracted to or getting together with very particular people.
Yeah.
I mean, there's billions of other humans on this planet that you could have children with. And then there's, it's weird to think about. We don't really pay much attention to it.
Yeah. And also, 誰とエンドアップするかもそうだし、その前に誰と付き合ったかとかさ、それにもよるじゃん。なんかその前の人がいたからこの人もいいかなって思ったとか。
Yeah, it's not like it didn't happen. There was actually a serious course correction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That pinballed you over this way, right?
Some effects that cannot be undone.
Yeah, and myself and you, like, we're everyone here on this planet is some kind of highly unlikely product of two people coming together in a very unlikely way. You know, I think about how my parents had me, it seems extremely unlikely.
Right. Yeah.
Extremely unlikely.
What is this romantic angle that you're,
I don't know.
Is this because of the Valentine's Day?
Maybe.
That's nice.
But it's...
そう、でも本当にそうだよね。
But it is like a major factor in how the world ends up. Like, you know, it's who people fall in love with. And so in some bizarre way, that's actually important for humans to make it, is to choose the right people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're all products of... of sex, so.
Yep. That's how it works, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. はい、文字起こしのテキストは Android, Mac, iPhone, iPad の、公式バイリンガルニュースアプリからゲットできますので試してみてください、単語テスト機能とかもついているのでお試し、あれ月額240円という激安で全部のテキストを読み放題っていうプランもあるので、
yep.
試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目は無料です、スポンサーをつけず自腹で運営しているので気に入ったら使っていただけると大変助かります、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram もやっているのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
はい。